Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For the Love of God in the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations by Bishop Ray Washington is the story of a father and son as they struggle to maintain their faithfulness and love for God in the midst of the tragedies, trials, and tribulations that everyone who is called of God will encounter in life. The book encourages the reader to stay strong in faith and love for God, knowing that the love He has for you will never fail, and He will show Himself strong on your behalf if you only believe. Bishop Ray Washington received Jesus as his Lord and Savior in November 1975. He immediately developed a love for the Word of God, devoting his time to studying it so that it may dwell richly within him. Called into ministry in 1977, many who sat under his teaching considered him to be an anointed master teacher in the world of God. He received his Master of Theology degree from the Sacramento Theological Seminary and Bible College under the Kingdom of God Apostolic and Prophetic Ministries Bible Institute in San Bernardino, California. He received a Doctor of Divinity degree and taught principles of theology at that college. For the Love of God in the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations, his first novel, and Bishop Ray Washington via Skype with us on This Week in America. Bishop, welcome to the program. It's our pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's nice hearing you and working with you. I appreciate the opportunity to go over my book.
I appreciate the opportunity for you to take the time and to spend it with us to talk about the book, For the Love of God, that's receiving excellent reviews. This is your first novel. What was the inspiration to write this book?
Well, I've been ministering for more than 40 years. And, you know, as a minister, I'm often, more than I really want to account for, ministering to people that are going through trouble and their ups and downs. And I see so many Christians wanting to fall by the wayside, just give up serving God because of the things they'd be going through. And so I know in the course of my lifetime as a minister and as a Christian, I encounter things too. And so the things that I have went through from my own experience by being steadfastful and not giving up on God, but just believing that God is God. And I decided to make him a tangible force in my life so that every time I encounter a difficulty, I begin to see him time after time after time deliver me. See, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it also said that God will deliver them out of them all. And I have heard people say, well, if I got to go through so much as a Christian, why be saved at all? Why serve God at all? And then I have to tell them, you know, it's another verse that says the ways of a transgressor is hard. And it just ends it right there. It doesn't say anything about deliverance. And so this book is to inspire people to understand that when you go through in life, if you just hold on and believe God, he's going to work everything out. I love the way that God had given it to me, because I mean, like, I can recollect on the courses of my life when I had nowhere to live. My children were, I had one child that was sick, and like it was at the time when he was 3 months old and they had infant botulism, and at that time they didn't have too much understanding about the disease. And so only thing I could do was believe God. Only thing I could do was trust him. And in the process of doing that and staying steadfast, I seen him move on my behalf. See, sometimes the devil will come at you like a flood.
Oh, yes.
And you begin to say, why this and why that? You know what I mean? Why am I going through this? And
exactly.
What's happening? And we want to put the blame on God. But what we fail to understand is that it's not God causing all these things to happen to us. You have to understand we have an enemy. And that enemy is Satan himself. And the thing about it is this. Satan was kicked out of heaven. He wanted to take over the kingdom of heaven. And God kicked him out. Now, understand this. Satan don't like us because God loves us. See, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so right there and there, you can see that God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, for us. Now, Satan, no, he can't hurt God physically. He can't hurt him in any other way but to come against that which he loves. See, he knows that God loves us so much that if he can destroy us, just get us to the point to where we would reject God, get us to the point to where we would deny him, get us to the point to where we won't pray, we won't go to church, until we literally just will not love God at all. We're not, our love for God will lose. Because this is his point. This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to make us offended in God. But the thing about it is this, we look at, well, why is God causing this? Why is God doing this? You have to remember in the book of Job, God said that Job was a perfect and upright man. And he said to, and Satan came unto him and said, well, you know, and he said, you know, the only reason Job is a perfect and upright man is because, hey, you got his back. You know, you covering him and you taking care of him and stuff. He says, you got this hedge about him. He said, take away that hedge. And I guarantee, and guess what? I guarantee you, I can make him curse you. And so, you know, all the things that Job, when Job lost his family, his children, he lost his riches. He was, you know, it came on, the devil came on him like a plague. God said, you know, I'm going to let you do everything to him, but you can't take his life. And so, but Job did everything that he can do because he said to God, I can make him curse you. And so what it finally came down to, Job was sitting in ashes, sores all over his body. And you got to remember, he had a wife. The children that was killed were her kids as well. Everything that happened to Job was affecting her as well. And sometimes women, they are more sensitive. She looked at Job and she said, why don't you just curse God and die? Now, that's a strange thing to say, you know. She looked at him too. She was so offended in Job. She didn't just say, why don't you just die? Or why don't you just get on out of my sight? She said what the devil was trying to get him to do. She said, why don't you curse God and die? But the saying about it is, the Bible says that Job, he had it held on to his integrity. He refused to curse God. He just came to the realization, he just said, hey, look, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. And the thing about it is, he didn't realize at that time that God wasn't taking away nothing. It was the devil that was destroying the stuff. But because of his faithfulness, and he refused to curse God as the devil was trying to get him to do, God blessed him with more children, blessed him with more years to enjoy him, and just all that which he had lost was restored unto him with more. And see, what we need to understand as Christians, and in this book, it deals with people who have issues that they can't quite understand what's going on, and they're about ready to give up.
Yes.
Were you about to say something?
Well, yes, they're ready to give up. And so many people go through that. And it sounds like you understand this because you struggled with this. The title is so appropriate, for the love of God in the midst of trials, tribulations, and temptations. That covers so many people and so many struggles. The author is our guest, Bishop Ray Washington. You wanted to reach out and help people. You decided to do this in novel form. How did you develop the names for the characters, and how did you go about getting the characters? Were they based on anybody that you knew in real life?
Well, basically, the characters in there, the names for some of the characters, I put in there, well, you know, I named them after my deceased parents and my wife's deceased parents, like Theo, like the pastor in the story. I named him after my wife's father. I named Odessa after my wife's mother, James after my father, and Larice after my mother. And I did that because I wanted to, that was my way of giving glory and giving a little honor unto them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so those names came about because I particularly wanted to say, hey, look, they gone, and I just want to remember them as long as I possibly can. And every time you pick up the book and read it, and I read those names, I think about it. You see.
Was there a character that you draw inspiration from that was particularly close to you as you were developing that character?
Well, James, especially because he dealt with me as, I mean, he has some characteristics. Him and Keith both have some characteristics that I had in my own life, and like and James, as when he became a minister, he dealt with an issue that I that came to me, but where he succeeded with the issue because he hearkened to the voice of God. And coming up, I was a young minister, and things I had God do, dealing with me would do something in a similar manner to a person that had was in a car accident, and I didn't go and do it because I was procrastinating. And the thing about it is this: when I finally got around to doing it, I found out that person had died. And I really believe that if I had been obedient to God, God would have gave me what to say to her, and I would have been able to minister comfort to her. And so I learned from that experience. And so that particular chapter came from me, from that experience that I had with that, you know. And then a lot of things with coming up, I did a lot of fighting. I used to love to fight. So, you know, I thank God that he kind of delivered me from that. He delivered me from the temper that I had. So,
but you can take what you went through and share and help other people, and you do it in such a relatable way because you've lived through a lot of this. You understand exactly what you're talking about. Our guest is Bishop Ray Washington, the book, For the Love of God, In the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations. You'll find it at the usual places. Stratton-press.com is an excellent place to pick up the book. They'll have it there, and we'll have a link on our website. In chapter 2 of the book, you talk about inner healing. Reflect upon this specific chapter to your life, the role, the power of inner healing.
Okay, well, that's what I was just talking about.
Yes.
In the inner healing is the young lady, her husband had died in a crash. And the minister that went to minister to him, he had issues because his wife had died. And like, but yet and God, still, God was leading him to go talk to her, and he's wondering, how can I go talk to her? How can I minister to her when I'm still dealing with the issues of my own life, personal life and stuff? And where I draw that in, that individual that was hurting, that's when I said, like, I messed up in my own personal life, where a young lady was in a car accident, and I saw her on the news, and God was dealing with me to go talk to her. And I kept procrastinating. When I finally went there, it was more or less out of convenience because I was in the neighborhood. When I answered the door to talk to her, I talked to her mother, and I asked her about her. And her mother told me that she had died 2 weeks prior. And that hurted me. That touched me so bad. And I mean, I cried because I began to realize if I had been obedient to God, and went, that I believe, because I could have helped her, because her boyfriend was killed in the accident, and she didn't get hurt, but she died of grief, and it's the grief that killed her.
Yes.
And so therefore, in this book, it's having a one where she's dealing with the same issue, because her husband was killed, and the grief is killed, slowly taking away her life, and now we have a minister to go to minister unto her, you see. And he didn't know what he was going to say when he went there. But when he got there, God used him to minister, to take away the hurt. But in the process of her getting healed, he got healed as well.
With us on the program is Bishop Ray Washington. His book is For the Love of God in the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations. Book at Stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. And boy, time is going by so quickly. Such a powerful message written in novel form by Bishop Washington. What did you learn in the process of writing this book? So often I talk to authors who start off writing a book like this, and they learn something themselves along the way. What was the writing the process like for you?
Well, you have to understand, I've been ministering for more than 40 years. So it's not so much as what I learned, it's what I already knew that I had to begin to put down on paper.
Yes.
Yes.
And begin to write about. You know what I mean? So I have dealt with, see, the people are so in the book, you can relate to the characters. I have had many people tell me about certain characters in the book that they can relate to because they've been through that. And so, and I want to make it, you know, in a form to where The Word of God is our source, but I want to make it to where you can see the Word of God being utilized in their lives. See, and that's a powerful thing, because see, over the years I've learned so much, you know, that now you see me putting it down on paper, because I incorporated some of my teachings in the book. So, and this book is filled with humor, it's filled with action, it's filled with drama. You know what I mean? It's just basically filled with life experiences in itself. And so if you get into it, you're going to find characters in that book that you're either going to hate or you're going to either love, because you can relate to them. It's so personal and it's so vivid, the way it is written, to where you actually think you're sitting back watching a movie.
Well, it is written that way. It's very vivid. As you're reading it, you can see people going through these situations. You imagine what these people look like and what they're going through. For the Love of God by Bishop Ray Washington, you'll find it at stratton-press.com, the usual places. Talk about the writing project itself. Were there times when it was difficult for you to maintain this? I mean, you've got issues you're going through in your life and helping so many other people. Were there times when you were having your own struggles as you were trying to complete the book?
Yes, because at that time I was going to school and I was also teaching at school and I was working full time, and so it was taking a toll on me mentally and kind of physically, because I was tired so often and stuff like that, to even where I had to stop for a while before getting and kind of lay aside some things in my life. And I had to say, well, what is more important right now? You know what I mean? I say, school finally ended. Instead of going to the next semester, I said, I'm going to take the time off and finish my book, because I had started it, and then I stopped. But getting back into it is what really, my wife, she motivated me a great deal, because every time I would write down a chapter, I'd do a chapter, I would print it out, and then I'd read it to her. And then she was getting so involved with the characters and everything that it just inspired me to just, hey, you know, continue on, because she just loved it. And that, and my wife, you know, she's my greatest critic.
And she liked the book. So that was telling you something, that you needed to keep working on this and getting it out there and touching lives, which it's doing. The book For the Love of God by Bishop Ray Washington. What can the readers expect to get out of reading For the Love of God? What do you hope the takeaway is and impact it will have on their lives?
Well, for them to understand one thing, there's a lot of books out there called For the Love of God, but this one is written for the love of God in the midst of trials, tribulation, and temptation. See, a lot of other books just say for the love of God. It talks mainly about God's love for you. But when in this book, it deals with you and your love for God. You see what I mean? It's not so much on God loving you. It's you loving God regardless of what, no matter what. Because as long as we see ourselves loving God, and the Bible says if a man love God, he'll keep his commandments. And we focus on loving God regardless of what we go through. God going to show himself strong on your behalf because of your love for him. And that's just the type of God we have, you know. And like throughout my years, I have seen God move so mightily and so many times in my life. See, God is not some God I talk about, but God is tangible to me. And the more you fellowship with him, the more you praise him, the more you worship him, and even in the midst of your hard times. Because sometimes in the midst of your troubles, that's kind of the hardest time to be praising God. Because I look at when the children of Israel, they crossed over on the Red Sea. You find where they was praising God and they begin to rejoice and they begin to just give all glory and honor to God. They was dancing around, talking about how mighty God was. Well, you know, that all sounds good and dandy. But the thing about it is this, that was not the highest form of praise to God, because God had already revealed to them that he was an almighty God. He moved in their lives with 10 plagues that came against the Egyptians, but it didn't touch them. God delivered them out of 420 years of bondage. And they saw the miracles that he performed to deliver them out of Egypt. Now, once they were delivered out of Egypt, they were journeying and they came to the Red Sea. So when they came to the Red Sea, Pharaoh and his army came after them. And when they saw that, they began to murmur. They began to complain. They began to get angry at Moses. And I said to myself, wow, after I have seen God bless me, and now I encounter some trouble right now, why should I murmur and complain? I said, this is the time to praise God, because I've already seen what he can do. Mm-hmm. I've already seen how mighty he is. You see what I'm saying? And yes. If you ever say that God have blessed you, and then you encounter something, you should be able to stand right then and there in the midst of it and praise God, knowing that if he delivered you then, he'll deliver you now. Because the thing about it with Christians, the Bible said we walk by faith. Faith is it's a way of life for us. So if we live by faith, then we're going to encounter circumstances in our life. See, this is what you have to understand, Rick. This is what gets me. In the scripture, God lets us know that we got to put on the whole armor of God. It tells us that we got to take up the shield of faith. It tells us to fight the good fight of faith. What did that tell you, Rick? That tells you that, hey, this is a fighting way. God didn't expect us to go through life where everything's going to be easy, because Christianity is, I like to relate to it as a military force, a spiritual military force. The Bible is, hey, that's like our boot training. It trains us and teaches us how to hold weapon, how to pick the weapon, how to use the weapons. And so therefore, if we know that we got to live, the Bible said we go from faith to faith, faith to faith. Once you encounter one problem, then another problem is going to come up. Once you overcome that problem, then another problem is going to come up. And as long as you're in the flesh, you're going to encounter something. But the thing about it is, God wants you to know that, hey, he's there for you. Continue to hold fast to him. That the Bible says, after you've done all the stand. Keep standing. Just worship and praising God. You know, be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the midst of the fire, they was praising God. And because of their praising and worshiping him in the midst of the fire, God delivered. They saw the deliverance of God. And so this is what my book is about. It's about people that they heard him, but once they get ministered to, once the word of God connects to their soul, they begin to revive and to want to continue on. And this is what the book is all about, is to encourage people that no matter what you go through, it makes no difference whether you save or not. Every last person on the face of the earth is going to go through something. But the thing about it is this, if you know that you're serving God, you're going to see victory in your life, time after time after time.
And you do such a good job of presenting that message in a very relatable way and an entertaining way in the story, because we do get involved with the characters and we follow the characters. We mentally see these characters in the storyline for the love of God in the midst of trials, tribulations, and temptations by Bishop Ray Washington. A minute or so left in the program. I know you have special thoughts in mind for the proceeds of the book. Talk about that, because those proceeds will be helping people.
Well, I really haven't got too involved in the process. I haven't really thought too much about it at this time, because my main thing is just to get the book on out. As a matter of fact, I have given away more books than I've sold.
And that's, you know, that's part of the message of getting it out there and taking proceeds and turning them back into more books and getting the word out there. That's very important, isn't it, to you, to get that message out there? And you did it in first novel. Really, you're a gifted writer as well. Are you working on another book?
Not at the present time. I've been retired for about a year now, and people have been asking me, are you going to start writing? But the thing about it, I feel for me to write, I have to be inspired to do so.
Ah, yes.
And that's why I believe this book was so it's so well written and so thought provoking, because God inspired me to do it. And like I say, it's like I say, it incorporated a lot of my teachings. I wanted to get my teachings out there, but I wanted to put it out there in a way to where you can see how it relates to you, to your own life. Because that's one thing about teaching the Word of God. You got to bring it to a point to where people can, as you teach them, they you need to show them how to utilize it so that they can live what you're teaching.
Well, you do an excellent job with that. Our guest is Bishop Ray Washington. The book is For the Love of God in the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, all the usual places for the book. Bishop, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love the enthusiasm that you put into this book, into the project, into helping people get through trials, tribulations, and temptations. We all do. You talked about the stories of what you went through as well. You're touching in a very positive way so many people with this message, For the Love of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Hey, thank you, Rick. I think it's a privilege and an honor to be on the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's our pleasure to have you here and to share this very important message. Bishop Ray Washington, the book is For the Love of God in the Midst of Trials, Tribulations, and Temptations. You'll find it at stratton-press.com, the usual places. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.